Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, he's not here.
You don't expect him till mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, I would say I talked to him last night for a while, which is great, just to kind of update him on just where we are and go over a few, like we do every offseason. There's always tweaks to what you're doing, but no, he's in great spirits, and it was a great conversation, but yeah, I wouldn't anticipate seeing him at least this week.
Is there a possibility next week, or you think it's not?
Yeah, I think it's all on him. I mean, it's voluntary.
That's a top story out of Packer camp. Good morning, everybody. The voluntary workouts. No Aaron Rodgers reporting. He might report next week or the week after. Stick around. You know, I think about the rookie receivers. Would it be better if he was there? Would it be better if he wasn't there? I think just getting him in the building and being letting these guys get over the starstruckness. But also maybe it lets the rookie receivers kind of work out with Jordan Love and get acclimated first before the BMOC comes back to town strolling in on his golf cart. You know, maybe that's better for them. I don't know. If you ask me, I'd prefer that he's there rather than not. I get it's voluntary. I just think that, you know, that's the thing. I just want to know that he wants to win a Super Bowl as much as I want him to.
He does want to win a Super Bowl.
But not as much as I do.
See, that's where I'm kind of questioning where I'm at on this. Because does he want to win a Super Bowl more than you?
No. There's no chance.
Yeah, but you're going to be a Packer fan for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is only going to be a Packer for, what, 3 more years?
Yeah.
He might.
I don't even know if he'll be the Packer that long.
Yeah, if he wins a Super Bowl, maybe he's just done after that. But
please, God. Best of both worlds.
Or what if he just stays for 3 more years and wins 3 straight Super Bowls?
Well, and then, I probably...
And then goes and plays in Denver.
Have another kid and name him Aaron Charles. Aaron Charles Rogers Winkler.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he does want to win a Super Bowl, but he also wants to enjoy his life.
Yeah, well, you know, we all want to enjoy our life, Toby, but we all got to work too, man.
Yeah, and he's not required to be there.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know, that's when you go ahead in your job, is when you show up on the days you're not supposed to. I tell people all the time when I talk to
them. Are you showing up for days when you're not supposed to if you're making $50 million a year?
Well, yeah, of course I am. Exactly. I got to set a good work ethic.
That's exactly right. That's the answer I thought I would get.
I got to set a good work ethic.
No one works harder here than Bart Winkler.
Yeah, I think that used to be true.
So not anymore?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I did a video last game I went to. It was like, hey, look at me.
Well, and you made sure to get you and your DC sweatshirt in the picture with Keston Hira after the big game.
Yeah. I got on TV.
Yeah.
There was a tweet a while ago.
That's hard work.
I want to bring this up. This was a couple of weeks ago, but your good boy Dan Orlovsky had a...
Yeah, my favorite.
Tweet
at the Four Letter Network.
He says, quarterbacks most under pressure: 1, Dak Prescott; 2, Rodgers; 3, Tua; 4, Jalen Hurts.
Well, Jalen Hurts sucks.
5, Zach Wilson.
I don't disagree with that list.
I'd almost disagree with all of this list.
How so?
What kind of pressure is Dak under?
What kind of pressure is Dak under? the pressure on the Cowboys is always immense, and he's the quarterback. And what has he ever shown you that he can do? Now, you might say that the pressure's on McCarthy. Okay, as a Packers fan, that might be the case. But as someone that's just following from the outside that doesn't have any ill will against McCarthy at this point or doesn't dislike McCarthy, there's a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott to get it done for the Cowboys this year.
I think the pressure's on McCarthy. I think it's on Kellen Moore. I don't think it's on Dak.
It is on Dak, though. He has to show up in these games, too. As bad as some of the coaching was, it's not like he's shown he can show up in big games yet.
What pressure is there on Rodgers?
To win a Super Bowl so he can retire.
Yeah, but nobody cares that he hasn't won another Super Bowl.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, I do. But.
That would be the only one I would have a disagreement with. Rodgers, I don't know that there's... That's why I think it's funny that after all these moves that happened this offseason, I almost feel like there's less pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Like, is Rodgers' legacy, is the way that he's viewed any different if he wins another Super Bowl? If he retires as a four-time MVP with one Super Bowl and a whole career in Green Bay, or a four-time MVP with two Super Bowls, does he retire any different? I think it's like a Dirk situation. Dirk got a title in the NBA. If he would have won two, is his career any, like, are we looking at him any different?
Probably like a Peyton sort of thing. Obviously a different team, but he can ride off into the sunset with a positive note.
I think Packer fans might look at him different. I want that second Super Bowl because we only had one with Rodgers, one with Favre. I don't think from the national discourse, he's not getting in the Hall of Fame any later. He's not any lower or higher on any of these lists. He's still behind Tom Brady.
It takes away some of the digs at Rodgers on his all-time resume for ranking all-time quarterbacks at that point. I mean, he's probably always going to be behind Brady in terms of the common consensus just because of how many Super Bowls Brady's won, and he's never going to match that. But, I mean, if you're going to start talking at guys behind Brady, he's probably going to be in that conversation, and if he's only won one Super Bowl, then that's going to be one of his knocks. If he comes back and wins two, then maybe that's still a little bit of a knock, but it's not the knock of only one.
How much pressure's on Tua?
A lot of pressure.
No, because Tom Brady's not going to scam his way back into the Dolphins. Now that that's over, who are they going to go with?
New head coach, got you playmakers, your number five overall pick. Show me what you got.
It's really only his second full year as a starter.
Well, and it could be, if it's not a really good season, it could be one of his last.
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, he's playing for his job.
What about Zach Wilson? There's no pressure on Zach Wilson.
There's pressure for him to perform. He's not losing his job, but you could lose a lot of confidence in Jets fans if you don't show up, especially considering they went and got him some help this year with Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. They got a good offensive line.
I'd say there's pressure on Ryan Tannehill because they drafted Malik Willis. A
lot of pressure on Ryan Tannehill.
I'd say there's pressure. I'm looking at the AFC West. There's none on Mahomes. There's none on Derek Carr. He signed his big deal. Who cares if he loses? There's none on Herbert. There's none on Russell. The guy with the most pressure, honestly, in the AFC might be Josh Allen. Because he's got to move up Rami's quarterback rankings.
Might be Deshaun Watson.
Well, when is he going to play?
I don't know.
How is Baker still a Brown?
Well, the reason is because they might have to play him. Now, if I'm Baker, I don't know if I am playing for that organization again. But they might have to start him because who knows how long the suspension is. I think that's part of why he hasn't been traded.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo? Why is he still there?
Because no one wants him. I think he could end up in Carolina, but
talk about that on Friday.
I think that's what I'm going to, but I just don't understand why you would make that move if you're Carolina.
What about your guy Kyler Murray? I think there's got to be pressure
on Kyler.
There's
a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, Kyler.
He's going to want to get paid. Is it going to be by Arizona? Is it going to be by somebody else?
Yeah, I'd put Kyler up on this list. How about Carson Wentz?
He's playing for his career.
Your guy in Washington.
Forget who said it. Some people have years where, I think it was Bucky Brooks. Some people have contract years. He's having a career year. He wants to be a starting quarterback in the NFL going forward. This is the year that he's going to have to show that he can continue to do that.
You know, one of the reasons why we...
Daniel Jones?
He's already gone.
He sucks.
One of the reasons why we wanted to make sure that, because Toby used to intern here years ago. And one of the things that we wanted when we were looking for someone after Horvat bailed on our ass was we needed somebody with a good DC connection. Why in Milwaukee? I don't know. But that's what people like. So we got Toby Altizer. So this is the DC Minute here on The Fan as we bring you up to date on all the news regarding DC sports. And there's a lot of them. First off, I never got the chance to ask you, how were the games that you went to between the Brewers and the Nationals?
They were very good. It was fun. It was always nice to go to the ballpark, and I enjoyed my time. My seats on Friday night were, I think, 16 rows up behind the plate, a little towards the Nationals dugout side. I actually got a decent price, and I didn't realize how much I liked the seats or how rare I sit down there until I realized I hadn't left my seat, and it was like the seventh inning.
Oh.
I didn't go get a brat. I didn't go get a drink. And I didn't even bring a drink in with me. So I was just sitting there for the first seven innings and hadn't even thought about getting up to go get something because I didn't want to miss a pitch. And I was like, I'll just wait till after the game at that point. So I never left the seat.
Wow. And then, yeah, by the seventh inning, they're probably shutting all the things down anyway.
And then Saturday.
Try to find a hot dog in the eighth inning. Challenge. I dare you.
Saturday, sat in the right field bleachers, front row. Second deck, enjoyed that. A listener of the show, Bart, was sitting next to me, so had a little conversation with him. It was a good time down at the ballpark, so enjoyed my time. The day I do not go is the day that the Nationals decide to show up and actually win a game.
Yeah, you didn't go on Sunday. You went when they got outscored 12-1. You know, I'm a snob with the seats. I don't foresee myself, unless it's like some big party, ever sitting in the bleachers again.
I don't mind sitting in the bleachers. I don't know that I ever see myself sitting in the 400s unless you can give me like a front row.
No, the 400s don't even go. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. If you can sit in the front row in the 400s, it's not bad.
No, that scares me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to fall over.
Oh, come on.
Stan Van Gundy said the same thing last night. I agree with him. I don't like sitting that first row. I get really nervous when foul balls go back and people in the first row of the 200 level are, like, trying to grab them.
Yeah, I mean, that does worry me at times because I like to go sometimes and just stand in the outfield and shag BP.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a little worried, like, if you're going to lean over the edge and try and get a ball and then you give that little extra reach and then you fall over.
Yeah, the 400s, they could tarp that thing off. I wouldn't care. The bleachers, no, it ain't for me. Look, I'm a snob. I'm a snob at the ballpark now. Sorry. What am I supposed to do? The Nationals, I took the Dodgers actually this week in my MLB Survivor
pool. Well, good call on that.
Yeah, because they've been beating up on them. My condolences to you. In football, it looks like the Commanders may be trying to get a new stadium.
Yeah,
like an hour away from D.C.?
Well, that's nothing new. They've been looking. I don't think there is a site in D.C. other than where RFK used to be. So they're probably going to move to Virginia. The sale that got reported everywhere for the $100 million worth of land or whatever the case may be, there's contingencies. So I'm not 100% sure, or stipulations, I guess, would be the better term. So there's not 100% sure that sale is going to go through yet. They got to make sure that they get everything approved, but they could be moving to Virginia, and it's causing a big stink because people in Maryland that have been able to just drive in Maryland to go to games are now complaining that they have to drive to Virginia, and Virginia fans are happy because they don't have to drive all the way to Maryland.
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's pretty insane. Some of these stadiums are not close to their town at all. Obviously, the first one I think of is Levi Stadium in San Francisco, but it's basically the Bay Area Niners. Because they play in San Jose, essentially. Santa Clara, right? They play in San Jose.
Well, and you got the New York Jets and Giants playing in New Jersey.
Yeah. I went to Boston to watch the Patriots, and we had to take a bus trip up to Foxborough, and the traffic there is ridiculously bad. It's almost like 41-esque.
Well, that's one thing friend of show J.P. Finley was pointing out with this new stadium in D.C. / not even close to D.C., is Foxborough has probably some of the worst traffic of an NFL stadium. It's probably going to be that way for Commanders games now because of where they're probably going to put this stadium.
Yeah, and if people are going to see a good team, they'll, you know, we suck it up for Packer games because we want to go to Lambeau Field and see a good team. But that's different. There's a team in Green Bay. They're not like the Milwaukee Packers and they play in Green Bay. They've always been in Green Bay. They used to play in Milwaukee. That's the inverse of this. That's kind of, you know, for Green Bay people, they're like, what are you doing? But they had to do it to keep it financially viable for a while. Atlanta, the Braves Stadium, is way far away from the downtown area. Kansas City, actually, Arrowhead's not that close from downtown. So it's just weird when you go further out. It's like, are you still a part of that? There were proposals for Miller Park when it was built all over the place. Like downtown, where it's built now, a couple of other places. There was one as far out as like Oconomowoc. And I think they just built an independent league team out there. But that would have been
past that one every day.
Stupid. Yeah, that's where Miller Park could have been, Toby. Could you imagine?
That would have been poor. But that would have been driven in more people from Madison.
Oh, okay. We whoop-a-dee-doo. Congratulations. So that's what's going on with the Commanders. Also, I did read an article. It seems like there is, I don't think it's going to happen, but there are some conversations to maybe get Dan Snyder voted out of the league.
Yeah, I really wish that they would. I wish they would do everyone in the league a favor and people inside the organization a favor and get him out. But doesn't sound like that's necessarily going to happen because I think other owners are worried about some of the dirt that maybe they have possibly coming up.
Oh, okay.
Because one thing
I
was
reading... That's why they all protect each other.
Yeah. One thing I was reading was, yeah, there were supposedly counting votes, but they were more so on the side of, let's just give him a long suspension, not necessarily force him out.
Ah, very interesting. And then one Wizards note, according to the Washington Post, Bradley Beal is leaning towards signing a $250 million multi-dollar deal with the Wizards.
Yeah, because he's not leaving D.C. Why would you want to leave D.C.? Be the guy.
So that's like what you want. You with the Wizards, Toby says, I don't want championships. I just want all my guys back.
Exactly. And Beal's bring John Wall back to D.C. Heck, bring Gilbert Arenas back, Caron Butler. I grew up watching Gilbert Arenas, Caron Butler, Antoine Jameson, Brendan Haywood. Bring all those guys back for all I care.
You must like watching the Mavs then. They're basically Wizards cast-offs.
I did like that for a little bit, yeah.
All right, that's your D.C. Minute. How about that with Toby Altizer? 414-799-1250 here on The Fan. I have to keep talking. This isn't a problem with wide orbit like the other ones. This is the way that I loaded this bed. It won't end until it ends. And it's only like 45 seconds away. Remember when the Wizards were like really good for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I remember back in the day when they were good.
I mean, like October.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like the number one seed. I guess I could just let this roll. You guys want some NFL primetime music?
Who doesn't want NFL primetime music?
All right, we're back right after this.
Maybe?
1250 AM, The Fan. Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, that's Toby Altizer. Lakeland University Studios, where you can earn co-op credit for work experience at lakeland.edu. This day in 1965, Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston a minute into the first round in a rematch for the title. It was listed as the fastest knockout in a heavyweight title bout. The iconic picture. So, I am going to dig into the Sports Radio Topic Playbook, Toby. Here we go.
Now we're talking. Let's do this
thing.
Let's
dig right in here. Let's see. I think I know what I'm going to pick out.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Jeez, sorry. Which sports athlete do you wish you could have seen in their prime?
Oh. Oh, man. Let me dig deep here. Michael Jordan. Because I am not very old.
Which sports athlete do you wish you could have seen in their prime? What's on this page? 414-799-12. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yours is Jordan?
If we're going with, see, I can just go with all the popular players from.
Well, because like you're like a baby.
All right, so if we're gonna exclude Michael Jordan because I didn't get to see it, Magic Johnson.
Okay, really?
Magic Johnson, and if we're going with football, I would have loved to have seen Barry Sanders and Walter Payton.
Okay, Barry Sanders was the best. I've never seen anybody run like him since. What he could do is he would just stop. I don't even know how to explain it. He would just stop and then move. There was a game where the Packers held him to negative 1 yards in a playoff game. And it was honestly as great of an accomplishment as winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would have loved to have watched those guys.
Oh, God. Barry Sanders was the best. I would have liked to see Bart Starr.
Okay, yeah.
To know, like, how good he was. Because I do think he gets undervalued. I would have liked to see that. The guy that I would most say is Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I would like to see what he was.
Because I want to know if he was actually good.
Like, what kind of pitches was he seeing that he was hitting homer after homer after homer after homer? Was it actual, like, legit pitching, or was it, like, what I faced down at slow pitch softball?
Yeah, I want to see Babe Ruth. Riggs is here from Kiss FM. Would you? Toby's back there.
That's your segue? That's a good transition. I like it.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I thought that we'd plan this out better.
No, what do you want me to do? Do you know how I just started this segment?
How?
I just said Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston in 1965.
Okay.
And then I said, let me dig into the sports radio playbook. And I dug into it.
Oh, that's a nice playbook, by the way.
And emerged.
A lot of loose papers there.
Was the question, which sports athlete do you wish you saw in your prime?
Oh.
I told everyone when the Bucks are done, I'm pissed.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird?
Yeah.
You were old enough to see Larry Bird.
No, I was not. I wasn't old enough to afford tickets to a game to see Larry Bird when I was younger. No way. I would love to see Larry Bird. He's an Indiana guy. I'm an Indiana boy. Done.
Okay. Toby said Michael Jordan, which is like... Toby's
you
like,
didn't see Jordan play?
I'm 23, man.
Toby's 23.
Oh, that's right. So was Jordan.
God.
See what I did there?
Mine is Babe Ruth. Because I want to know if he was actually good.
No, he's just a drunk.
Yeah, he's a drunk fatty. He's Matt Stairs.
He's Bart Winkler.
He's Rowdy Tellez. Yeah. You put me in the 20s baseball, I'm cranking 30 bombs. Over short porches, where if you bounce it, it counts as a hit.
Were they throwing underhand still?
That might have been a while before that. Riggs has an event this weekend, so I'm going to do like how I used to do when I was on radio in Fondy.
Yeah.
Where I know I have somebody coming in to talk about an event.
Yeah.
I know very little of the information.
Perfect.
And I just ask you very open-ended questions.
Sure. I also run a nonprofit organization that the event is benefiting.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Again, Riggs and Allie, Kiss FM.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Riggs, great to have you here.
Hey.
I understand you have a big event coming up for your organization. Tell us
I
about
do.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Meat Fest, Bart. It's mm-hmm. happening this Saturday.
Okay.
The Explorium Brew Pub downtown in the Third Ward.
Yes.
Meat Fest, no vegetables allowed. There will be a Bloody Mary cart where there will be limited vegetables, but those are going in the drinks.
Yeah, I walk around the building. There's a lot of signs that say Meat Fest.
That's right.
And I was like, I've already been to like four of those.
That's a Thursday night for Bart.
Yeah. So you, what was it the deal? Everybody could eat meat, but no veggies?
Well, we've got five pit masters that are going to be, it's like a barbecue cook-off competition.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've got five different pit masters that are competing for the Meat Miser trophy. It's just a big turkey leg and a $250 grand prize. Meat is like something that all men enjoy, right? I would think.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Sure.
I'm sure there's some plant-based eaters here that are like,
it's not good for the environment. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, have you heard from anybody yet? Like, what's wrong with veggies?
I thought I was going to get some PETA madness. Like, why won't you have plant-based things? There's plenty of options. The Meat Fest. But I'd have just meat only. But I thought about it because it will draw in men, and I like talking about men and their mental health. It's kind of like a full circle thing for me. My nonprofit is called Hearthead. We're a nonprofit organization that helps people pay for therapy and mental health care.
I like that.
Which is important because I know way too many people that are like, well, I should probably go to a therapist, but it's like $75. I can't afford that. Mm. I know a lot of people that don't go and don't seek out the mental health help that they need simply because they can't afford it. Or there's insurance red tape that they got to jump through, hoops you got to jump through to get it to happen. So we remove all that and say it doesn't matter your income, your social status, your race, your gender, anything about you. If you need help paying for therapy, we can help you. And we've got our first person that we're helping, and we're going to talk about her at our event and kind of reveal that on Saturday, 11 to 3 at Meat Fest.
You know, I never told you this. I'm really proud of you for doing that.
Hey, thank you.
You don't have to do it.
No, I don't.
You just decided to do it.
Well, I lost my uncle to suicide in 2017. I don't want to get too deep, but it happened. And a lot, like a lot of things in life, it doesn't affect you until it affects you, you know?
No, I understand.
I didn't care about This Is Us until I started watching. And now I'm hooked. And now it's over, Bart. It's over.
Yeah, I watched like the first four episodes and then I got out. You're like the one person I know that still watched.
I know. I stuck with it the whole way through. It got really bad for a while, but it ended last night.
So is Randall president or what?
He's going to run for president. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I read like a recap. I want to know how it ended.
That's fine. Rebecca, the dad and the mom both die, yeah. So ever since I lost my uncle, ever since that happened, like I've been pretty passionate about mental health because he was one of those people, like the dudes that like kind of suffer in silence because a lot of us as men are told to like, you know, be stoic, put on a face, you know, shove down your feelings. You know, men don't cry, especially in sports. Men don't
cry. How many
cry.
Times do I get called a beta because I have feelings?
Rub some dirt on it. Well, you're not allowed to talk about your feelings, which is I admire you for being open about your mental health. Haven't you talked about your anxiety and taking medication on the air?
Oh, actually, no. This is the reveal. I
or is it a reveal?
Medication.
Has he talked about it before, Toby?
He has talked about it, yeah.
Good, yeah. No, you should be open about it.
No, the other day, I did not take my pill in the morning.
Okay.
And I took it in the afternoon.
Feel different?
Yeah, I got really, like, skittish in the afternoon.
Yeah,
dude,
tell your psychiatrist about that, Ish, man. He should know. He or
I
she should
have
know.
One.
He or she should know. You should have one. Who prescribed you the medication? Now I have questions for you, Bart.
That's very hard. I kind of treat the audience as my psychiatrist.
I do the same thing. I just did a 15-minute segment on my mother living with us. So,
okay.
I flesh it all out on my show, too.
Yeah, so. Screw Tyrone Taylor and his home run last night. Barty's got some feelings to work through.
Good.
So the event's Saturday.
Saturday, downtown of the 3rd Ward, Explorium Brew Pub. We'll have some Jack Daniels bottles you can get engraved there. We've got live auction items. Leroy Butler from your show here was kind enough to donate a jersey that I'm getting framed up.
Wow.
I got some silent auction stuff from the State Fair, Wisconsin State Fair, from the Rave, money to the Rave. There's a local candle company that I found called Copper Wings Candle Company. She's donated some stuff. It's not going to be huge, but it could be big. We're trying to get funds and raise some money now because I want to be able to help as many people as I can. So,
should I bring my boy?
Bring him. I've never met your boy in person.
Yeah, I am like, we have a birthday party that afternoon.
Okay, that's fine.
But I am like, I'm like 28% thinking I might go.
Those are good odds.
Which for me is amazing.
What would Horvat call the odds on that?
That's like 3-1 odds.
Okay. So Toby, would you put your number on him coming or not?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
The matter of factness of his answer.
No, I it's a good time.
You know what? Even if you don't, I appreciate you bringing me on to talk about it and share it with your people here. So, well, somebody might be listening that'll go. It's meatfestmke.com. That's the website. It'll take you to the Facebook page for.
Can I like retweet something?
Yeah. Follow us on social media.
Well, because like Kiss is all on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm only on like Twitter.
I'm not here to promote Kiss. I'm here to promote my nonprofit. Heart Head Helps.
Well, I know, but you guys never tweet.
I know we don't.
You're always on the other ones.
Well, yeah, the other ones are more fun. TikTok's way more fun than Twitter.
All right, so Saturday.
Saturday, Meat Fest.
Meat Fest.
No vegetables allowed.
No veggies. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Any other sports you want to talk about?
No.
Do you guys ever talk about sports?
No. But I'm amazed at how you can dig so deep to get the most random of topics. Like, what dead sports player do you wish you could have seen alive? That's great.
Well, yeah. That's,
I'm
those
not saying
are,
it's bad.
Those
it's
are
great.
Usually ones that get interaction. Yes. We were talking about, like, Brewers trade. Nobody cares.
No.
We're talking about NBA first team. If you go like, what's the one thing in your closet that makes you feel close to your grandpa from sports? 9,000 calls.
Can I set up the next topic?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Bradley Center memory?
Get the hell out of here right now.
Meat Fest!
Get the hell out of here. Riggs from Kiss FM. Dustin's in Germantown. What's up, Dustin?
Hey there. I just I would have loved to see Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, first of all, I want to applaud myself on the back for how incredible of a topic this is that I pulled out of thin air.
It's a good one.
So if anybody that you did not see in their prime, you'd like to see Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, I never saw him play.
You know, I want to see all those guys from the 60s too, in the 70s, especially the 60s, like Bill Russell. I'd like to see that because the Celtics won like, what, 8 in a row?
Yeah.
Like 9 of 11, but there were 8 teams at the
time.
Well,
I'd love to see those guys because you see some of the things, maybe it's before that era, but they're dribbling and it's like, can they even do a crossover? And now you watch guys behind the back, between the legs, and you're like, they would dribble circles around some of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. And then like J.J. Redick says they're playing plumbers and firemen. You got a football guy that you'd rather see?
I think the Packers, Nitschke.
Oh, Nitschke would be good.
Yep.
Nitschke would be good. All right, Dustin, thanks for the call, bud.
Thank you.
414-799-1250.
Here you go. I'll make you feel old. You know who I wish I saw in his prime? Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, Aaron Rodgers used to be great. Aaron Rodgers used to be a good quarterback, and he, like, never talked during the
offseason. And he was, like, a guy that you liked and all these different things.
Yeah, you really missed out on that one. He was a guy who was, like, never talking and had short hair.
You know who I wish I saw as prime? RG3.
Oh, my God.
Or should I say I wish his prime was more than 8 games.
Yeah, Toby's answers are like Ryan Braun and Michael Redd and Christian Yelich.
Giovanni Gallardo.
Yeah, Gallardo. Christian Yelich's prime. Oh, you missed that. You were like just a boy when Christian Yelich
was just
good.
A wee boy.
So long ago. Tony says Babe Ruth. Yeah, I want to see Babe Ruth. I would go with that one.
That would be an interesting one to see what it was like for those guys back then.
Well, that's what's so hard about these generational comparisons is that the game is so different. Guys can do so much more, and they train so much harder. I mean, what do guys used to do? Who played baseball in the 20s? Guys that were strong enough to hit a ball over a fence? I mean, these were slow-pitch softball type of throws. You didn't have guys. Now everyone throws 95 and you have to face the starter, and when he's out, it's another guy that can throw 95. Pitchers don't work tired anymore because they come out. All your relievers can throw heat. You know, some guys suck, but do they? I mean, it's just different time.
It's evolved to the point now where you had a guy come into Milwaukee and Hunter Green that was throwing 100 every single pitch, and the Brewers just hit homers off him left and right because it didn't have movement. Now you have to throw 100, but it can't be just straight. It has to have a little bit of movement, or guys will still just absolutely crush the pitch.
I don't know if Babe Ruth's ever seen anything that's gone 100-plus miles an hour. Weren't the Wright brothers still working on their wicker planes by then?
Yeah.
I mean, how fast was the horse and buggy going?
Was there ever a runaway train that got up to that fast?
I don't know. You know how different the world's going to be in 100 years? We're going to be like, oh, look at those guys. We're so stupid. They were only taking 3-point shots from half court. Now you just inbound the ball, and there you go.
Imagine the acronyms that we'll have to look at for advanced stats from baseball when that comes around.
Oh, yeah.
Batting average will have been extinct for 40 years.
Oh, yeah. The stats that we're going to measure 100 years from now, it's going to be like blinks per second to see how good your eye is. Nah, we're stupid. It's going to be robots. Robots will be playing.
Yeah, we'll just be watching robots.
Tony, you're with me on Babe Ruth?
Oh, absolutely. Is he better than Rowdy Tellez? I don't even know. Is he better than Ohtani? I doubt it.
I'm just saying if you took so Babe Ruth was the best of his era. But if you took, and maybe this isn't even fair to say, but if you took Rowdy Tellez, the person he is now, and put him back then, he would have 900 home runs.
And what if we put Babe Ruth on steroids and a good diet?
Well, then he might be good too.
Yeah.
How do we know? How do we know?
You'd have Ryan Braun.
Right. Wilt Chamberlain, that's a great one. On and off the court, Bart, if you know what I mean. Wilt Chamberlain would be something I'd like to see. And then,
I don't know off the court. Could you explain that to me?
No, Toby's there. We want to talk about another one from football, though. And this one I've always wondered, and he's labeled as the greatest football player ever, Jim Brown.
Yeah, I'd like to see some Jim Brown because he could do anything.
He could, but he's going against a bunch of plumbers and guys like that. So.
Yeah.
That was something I would like to see. And Jim Brown's always in the news now, too. And he always seems to put down the current player. So other than that, good Brewer win yesterday. And big game today. What time's the game today? Is it an afternoon game?
It's 3:10.
3:10, West Coast game. Okay. All right. Well, have a great – what's going on today? Anything going on with you, man?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a question I want to ask you, actually.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I'm glad you called back in. But also, Mike the Painter's calling in again. I already took him today. What do I do about this?
I haven't heard the show much today, but I heard there's some controversy going on with Mike.
Mike, he's on hold right now. I'm not taking you again. You get one call.
You might have to give him a week to wean off the show and start feeling more like a human.
Yeah, Mike, I don't ever want to tell anyone not to listen to the show, but you might need to take a week off. It might be good for you.
He can listen.
God dang it. No, what are you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to say the Bucks first championship team, that would be the best.
Great. Thanks
to
for calling back.
Be in the stands at Mecca.
Yeah.
Mike didn't even get a
Well,
brain.
You already called today, though. So you're.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good call.
Well, that doesn't matter. Be better then.
I was trying to be better, and that's why I called back.
Mike, you can't be doing this.
Have a great.
Yeah.
And Mike, they didn't even get a parade either.
Okay, so you're coaching AAU, right?
Yeah. I'm having a blast, and I'm getting some good contacts. I don't want to name drop and stuff, but
I keep seeing you I keep seeing you tweet at Jermichael Finley. What's this guy doing? He's tweeting at Finley. Who cares? Finley don't care. Finley retweets every video you send him.
I'm coaching his team.
That's his team?
That's my team that he wants to get involved with, so he's involved with it.
Does he have, like, a kid around it or anything?
No, nothing like that. He's just helping sponsor some of the costs, the travel costs, and it's
so
great.
So you're coaching Jermichael Finley's team.
That's right. J-Mike and I, we text all the time.
Well, what's he up to?
He's doing his own thing. He's got his – it's called Elevate U. He's got a football training camp for high school and college kids. He's working with Donald Driver, doing some stuff down here. They're working together. So Jermichael's actually a really good guy. I know he's kind of a – kind of was a polarizing figure with the Packers, but you get to talk to him. He's all about kids and positivity. He's a really good dude. And I think he's like borderline anti-Rodgers. Don't quote me on that, though.
You think?
He won't give me much on that. He thinks he's a great player.
Does he think Rodgers should be at voluntary workouts?
Yeah, I'll ask him. I'll text him. I bet you he'll say no.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Ask him if he thinks Rodgers should have his ass in the playbook.
I don't think he needs to be.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Well, basically, where I am with Rodgers is whatever he is or is not doing, I'm going to take the opposite stance.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
So if he was at OTAs or whatever, I would say he doesn't need to be there. He's wasting his time. Let Jordan Love get the reps. You're risking injury for no reason. I just want to be very clear up front that's what I'm doing with Rodgers.
Yeah, and you and the other media members would probably say if he showed up, he wants the attention.
Yeah, the guy wants attention. Go away. Let the rookies focus. They don't need you there. Yeah.
Well, I'll ask Jermichael about that one. I try not to pry too much about Rodgers because...
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to ruin the relationship there, but I don't think he's a big fan of the man. Let's just say that.
Well, that makes four of us. All right. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right. See you. Yeah. Mike can't be calling twice. I'm not even going to entertain that anymore. That's the one guy I'm going to have you scream. Because otherwise I get tempted to.
So now I have to do even more work.
You got to do even more work. But I think that speaks to how captivating of a topic that is, that people that want to call in, twice.
It is a good topic.
Well, the question was, which athlete do you want to see that in their prime you missed? The best thing about this is I could do it again tomorrow.
I could do it the next day. I could do it next February. I could do it 10
oh,
years
Oh, it's
from
a great
now.
One because you could do it 2 weeks from now when we also are in the same situation where you have nothing to talk about.
Hey, no, don't ever admit that. Don't you ever, ever admit that. But you're kind of right.
Okay, when we have lots to talk about, well, we're going to save it for tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll be right back. 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer, Lakeland University Studios, where they're now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way, lakeland.edu. Giannis Antetokounmpo, first team All-NBA, unanimous. Once again, 100 votes for the All-NBA teams, all of them first place. He has been on the first team All-NBA four times. He's been first team All-Defense four times. He's been the MVP twice. He's been a Defensive Player of the Year. He's an NBA champion. The list of people that have done that starts with Giannis, ends at Michael Jordan. It is those two. That is it. First team All-NBA, Devin Booker, Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic. Tatum actually had less votes than Joel Embiid, but Embiid's second team because they're still doing this with positions. The second team is Steph, Durant, Embiid, DeRozan, and Ja Morant. So the question that's been out there is which team wins? Booker, Tatum, Doncic, Giannis, Jokic against Steph, DeRozan, Ja, KD, and Embiid.
DeRozan's the weak link out of all these. I love DeMar DeRozan, but he's the weak link. Who's the weak link on the first team?
Booker?
Jason Tatum?
Booker or Tatum? I mean, we're talking weak link here. We're talking like...
I know. I feel like Embiid and Jokic are canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Luka and Steph, can you say they cancel each other out?
Okay, then are you gonna swap Giannis and KD? And then if it's between Booker and Tatum versus DeRozan and Ja,
I would probably take Booker and Tatum.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably take the first team. It's just mainly because you're gonna have Giannis.
Well, when you look at the second team is what it is because of injuries.
Yeah.
Like, Morant was out for so long.
Well, I still don't know if he's first team yet, but...
Well, no, but, I mean, Steph was out, KD Embiid, was out.
Embiid is first team, but the NBA is kind of stupid in that regard. Kevin Durant is obviously a first team talent.
Dude, I know he had one really good game against us, but I don't see DeRozan in this group. I just don't.
He was good this year.
Frozen! DeRozan! Yeah.
Remember when Carl made fun of me for calling Jason Tatum a superstar?
Tatum, it depends on the night.
Okay, but
you want to talk about Bucks fans being upset that Middleton's streaky. Tatum's pretty streaky too, dude. There was a game he only scored 10 points and the Celtics still beat us. That's kind of inexcusable.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
Who do you have winning the... I mean, you still got the Warriors winning this thing now, right?
Yeah. They're already resizing my brother for a ring. Not true, but it might be. I don't know. I would.
Who do you have coming out of the East at this point?
Well, I still got to think it's the Celtics. Yeah, I almost thought it was, I think, the consensus one, whoever won game four. Because if the Heat would have gone up 3-1. But then the Heat... That I don't know. It feels like they shouldn't have won game two or three. They had a huge lead. They give it away. And I'm telling you, that closeout unit, I did not see how they were going to score any points. And they got some big-time shots from Strus. And Bam Adebayo. It's not like Bam had a nice dunk or Bam had a nice like shot in the paint or anything like that. He had this crazy shot where he was like over two dudes, shot it at an angle. And somehow it went in. And then the next game, he was bad again. What did they have? 18 points combined from their starters. But then a big question is, who's going to play tonight? You know, the Heat have been doing this thing where they've been listing basically everybody as questionable. But, you know, if Butler's, I don't know what kind of shape he's in or if he's at full strength. You know, Kyle Lowry, even if he's at full strength, okay. You might almost have Gabe Vincent out there, honestly. Strus, he'll play, but I don't know. Tucker, is Tucker going to play? Tyler Hero, is he going to play? I mean, Nick Kassos disagreed a little bit, but I think that they give more time to Duncan Robinson tonight. Because in that fourth quarter, he was nailing down shots. And sure, he might be a sieve on defense, but that could be something to look at. And then with the Celtics, is Robert Williams playing? Is Marcus Smart playing? Mark Cuban was saying something about how the play-in tournament was awesome, but it kind of shrunk the available time of the playoff window. Because you had like 3 or 4 days with that. And then the Bucks, remember they had that gap from Tuesday to Saturday? But then every game now has been 2 days after the other one. Game off, game off, game off. So when you see guys get injured or break down, I mean, they're going hard 40 minutes a night, four nights a week. So that might be catching up with them. That might be, you know, why these guys are getting all tuckered out or tired or hurt. I mean, in the West, everybody seems to be handling it okay, at least better than in the East. But even still, I mean, injuries do happen. I wouldn't mind if the NBA, I don't know, it seems weird. It does seem weird that the first round, you had the play-in series, and then you had the first round, which was very long. And then the second round was like, they sped it up. And now they're speeding things up again, which I don't quite get. But Boston's a 2-point favorite right now on the road. Ah, God, who do I think is going to win the series? I got to think it's Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stick with it. I've tried to stay consistent on this. I'll still take Boston. I kind of think the Warriors are going to win the finals. But I said coming out of the Celtics-Bucks series that I thought whoever won that series would win the finals. So I'll stick with the Celtics, even though it does kind of feel like at this point with how well they're playing and they'll probably be able to finish up their series in five as opposed to the Eastern Conference finals are going to go at least six. I still want to take the Celtics, but I think it's got to be the Warriors at this point, right?
Well, I absolutely think the Warriors are winning the finals. I don't see that as much of a question, even against Boston. I think they're winning this championship. They won't allow themselves not to. And also, I just think they're the vastly better team. And they are deep. And I just think that they're motivated to do it. Are the Celtics going to get there? It looks like it right now. But the Celtics have been in the Eastern Conference Finals, I think, for the last 6 years or something like that. And they haven't made a finals appearance since all the way back in maybe 2010. So they've got those demons to kind of chase. I wonder, though. Because, you know, I root for the Warriors. Against the Bucks, I was very hardcore rooting against the Celtics. Like, 10 out of 10. Now I'm still rooting against them, but it's like 8 out of 10. It's still a lot, but it's not as aggressive. If I got to root against them again as a 10 out of 10... I mean, that's just going to be like, how much can one fan take? That's why, you know, our guy Vincent in Anaheim that likes seven teams in every sport. He even likes two USFL teams, which is higher than the national average of zero. I mean, sure, you got more chances to enjoy it, but you got more heartbreak coming each and every time.
Hey, go Blue Wave.
How are our Breakers doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
You going to buy me a Kyle Sloter jersey?
Oh, I was going to buy you a shirt. I did say that I was going to. You know, I'm going to wait until the league folds in May and then they go on sale.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Are you going to buy me that Ed Sheeran thing?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran kickoff shirt. I think that's at NFLShop.com for $2.99. I'll get you one of those, too. Big Show coming up next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.